This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're in Kuf Nun Gimel Sif and Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Tes. The Mechaber said, when a village sells a shul, they could sell it permanently, and the buyer could do whatever he wants, except for four things: bathhouse, tannery, a mikvah, and a bathroom. And if the Shiva Tuvei Ho'ir sell it, but Maimon Anshei Ho'ir, the buyer could even do these four things. We're up to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Nunhei. Chutz mi merchatz. Shekol elu tashmishim megunim ayd. All of these usages are very disparaging. Va'asr la'asoysim emakim shebesek nesas. You're now to do it in a place that used to be a shul. Va'filu em nafal habinyim b'makam ahu. So you say, what if the shul collapsed? V'nisha rak tel ba'alma. And you're left with a mound of rubble. Asr l'shtamisham be'ilu arba advarim. You cannot use that area for one of these four disparaging usages. V'chein asr l'zraya b'makam ahu. You're not to plant there. Shekol zehu g'nai l'makam shahaya metchila beisek neses. All of this is disparaging to a place that originally was a shul. V'im machru shiva. Now if the shiva tuvei o'ir sold it hatam, the az paka hakadusha me'amakam ahu l'gamri. See, if the Shiva Tuvei O'ir sell the place, but Maimon Anshei O'ir, then the Kedusha leaves completely. V'ayin b'prima gadim d'mestapek. Look at the prima gadim who's mesupak. The efshir d'b'ina davka kishehisnu behedya be'is ha'mechira. The prima gadim is mesupak. It could be that you need that only that you made a stipulation explicitly at the time of the sale. V'hirshu lalekech alzeh, and you gave permission for the buyer. Yasa halokeach, v'uadin shal yidei shiva tuvei o'ir, b'maymen anshe o'ir, mutter lohoitzi ha'damim l'choma she'yirtzu, afilu l'dvar chal. The same thing would be if through the shiva tuvei o'ir, through the seven trustees in the presence of the people of the city, you could use the money for whatever you want, afilu l'dvar chal. Meaning, the focus of the Mechaber is that if the Shiva Tuvei or B'mayim Anshei sell it, the buyer could use the property for whatever the buyer wants. Likewise, the seller could use the money for whatever the seller wants. As opposed to, if you don't have the Shiva Tuvei or B'mayim Anshei, the seller has to use the money to upgrade in Kedusha only. Fine. Afilu elu arba dvarim ayin bir halacha d'din zeh loy brira. Look in the bir halacha that it's not so pashut that if the shiva tuvei o'ir sell it b'mayimin anshei o'ir, you're allowed to use it for these four things. L'chalchil b'vadai tzorach lizar b'zeh l'chalchila. You should be careful about this. Now the Dirshu adds, not only should the buyer be careful, also the seller should try not to sell it for that. Let's see the Be'er Halacha very quickly. Then the Lokeach could use it for all of these four things. Kenu das harambam v'harash v'nimshchu achrei matur v'rabbeinu Yeruchim. However, v'harayvid palagaza. The Ravid disagrees. K'dimavor ba'poiskim l'didei lo'y sharu b'shas l'shtamish tashmish l'gnai ela b'tel charev b'lav hachi. This allowance that the Shiva Tuvei O'ir b'mayim anshei o'ir could sell it for disparaging purposes is only when the shul had previously collapsed. Ela sha'aman ala beis against me kaidem, ala v'loy shir Hashem l'chalel beis tefila asoyse beis borski v'chadoyma. And the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam. However, in deference to the Ravid, l'chatchila one should avoid doing that. That's the conclusion of the Be'er Halacha. Sif Yud. Yesh oimrim to yachid b'shaloi afilu sefer Torah mutar l'machroi v'lasos b'damav kama sheyirtzeh. Some say that an individual, if it's his own private davar shebekdusha, even a sefer Torah, he could sell it and he could do with the money whatever he wants. Kol shaloi hikdishai likrois barabim. As long as it wasn't designated to use it to read it publicly. If you bought a sefer Torah, you could sell it and you could even use the money to buy it. You could use it, the money to buy whatever you want. But v'yesh mi sha'oyser, there are those who ask her, and this is the opinion of the Rambam, elam kein lilmoy Torah oy lisa isha, that you could only sell a sefer Torah to learn Torah or to get married. Yeah, there's a letter that I like to mention from the Ben Ish Chai that he sold a historic sefer Torah to be able to publish a svarim. So that's begeder lilmoy Torah. Okay, says Mishabros of Kadno and Test, the Yachid Beshalai Hatam, the Al Shaloi Yeshloi Koyach Kishiva Tuvei Ha'ir, the Maimad Anshe Ha'ir Beshel Tzibor. The reason is when an individual sells his own property, he has the status of the seven trustees in the presence of the people, because he's everyone. He's the owner, he's the administrator, he has all the say. He could use the money for whatever he wants, like we mentioned earlier. Even according to this opinion, that a owner of a Sefer Torah could sell it for whatever he wants, and the money does not attain Kedusha. Meaning this is saying that the whole din that when you sell a shul, you sell a teva, you sell a bima, you have to upgrade. That's talking about a shul. It's not talking about your own thing. If you have svarim, you have a sefer Torah, you could sell it. It's yours. Because all ownership and say rests in your hands, and you could do with it as you please. And the money does not attain kedusha. You thought you were going to breathe easy. Now it's much worse. See, if it was just usher, then you would have thought twice. But now that it's mutter, but you're not going to see simen bracha, you're not going anywhere near it. I know how it works, yeah. V'chein kasev ha'el yaraba. But may yikar, then you're allowed to. You're just not going to see simen bracha. But, you know, there's a famous joke. Damim adifa mi simanim. Money is better than simanim. So better than a simen bracha is the money, you know. But you have to know that in order to get the joke, you have to be familiar with the lamdas of that Gemara. Damim doesn't mean money in that Gemara. Okay. Kol shaloi hikdishai. So if you have you're a private owner of a sefer Torah, you could sell, do whatever you want with the money, as long as you didn't designate it for the tzibor. Hamagen Avram etzadeh dimnasan el ram likos bay. The Magen Avram says that if you gave it to a tzibor to read, asul kol yama if you lo yikdishai mamish, then it is usher to sell, even if you didn't actually designate. You just let them read from it. Because of oid. He writes further, what do people rely on that they sell Sefer Torah and they use the money, even though they gave the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKnesses? How could they do that? They gave the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKnesses, and then they go and they sell it, and they use the money. You have to say, since that's the custom, havale ki'ilu hisna betchila shalei tachol kedushas rabim aleim. It's like you stipulated in the beginning that the kedusha of the rabim should not be chal on it. Uchmashu kasav biyardea seven reishon on tes sif beis behaga.
Why can't it just be on loan? If a person gives something to the Beis HaKnesses, it's understanding, he still owns it. That's not owned by the shul now. Is that what he means by the Hisna?
So two things. The din of the Mechaber, that if you have a Sefer Torah, you could sell it, unless you designate it for the Rabbim, it doesn't even mean you gave it to the Rabbim. I'm still the owner, but I'm putting in the shul so that the shul could learn from it. So you can't sell it anymore. By the way, nobody gives a Sefer Torah to a shul. Anyone who writes a Sefer Torah and gives it to a shul has violated spiritual suicide. Why? because they then lose the money, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. You know that? If someone spends $100,000, they write a Sefer Torah and they give it to a shul, they've lost the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, because the mitzvah is to own it. Once you don't own it anymore, you lose the mitzvah. People think that when they write a Sefer Torah and they write a shtar to the shul, that it's still mine, they're doing that so that the shul can keep it. That's not why they're doing it. They're doing it in order for them to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, because if they don't write that shtar, they've effectively taken $100,000 and they have not been mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So, no, shuls don't own their Sefer Torah. Shuls do not own their Sefer Torah. Otherwise, the original owner loses the mitzvah. So it's talking about hikdishai. In other words, let's say I write a Sefer Torah and I write a shtar. I'm not giving it to the shul, but I'm putting in the shul's aron and they read it every Monday and Thursday. I can't sell it anymore. That's what the mechaber means. Hikdishai means that loy hikdishai here means I write the Sefer Torah and I keep it in my office so that when I want to be maver sedra, I learn from it. That's what loy hikdishai means. But once I allow the tzibur to make use of it, even though I retain ownership, then I lose proprietary rights over it. Now the Mishnah Berurah is talking about that is what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Nesanoi l'rabim likrois bay afilu loy hikdishai mamish.
What about a case that a guy has a shul in his house, bought his own Sefer Torah, and people are davening in his house? Would that be the rabbim?
Maybe. I'm not sure. But let's just clarify. There are two cases here. There's the case of the mechaber, kol shaloi hikdishai likrois barabim. Hikdisha Likros Barabim means I wrote the Sefer Torah. I wrote it for myself to be mekayem the mitzvah, and I designate it. But for all practical purposes, I don't need it. I'm only the owner on paper. But I put in the shul zaron and I forget about it. So then the mechaber says I lose proprietary rights. But what if I actively, I'm constantly hovering over my sefer? You know, there's some people that give the sefer, and then, you know, they're the ones doing the psicha and they're doing the hagra. Nobody could go near it. So that's not hik. They were not hikdishai. They just let the tzibur read it. Even then, you lose proprietary rights in terms of being able to sell. That's the Mishnah Berurah's case. Nesanoi l'rabim afilu lo hikdishai mamish. You want to know, what if I have my house, it's my shtibel, and you could, I only want you to come in because I need you, because I need a minion. But if I could replicate 9 other of myself, I wouldn't even let you walk into the door, you know? You want to know, could you sell it? I don't know. Good question. Because of oid v'tzarchir ha-masam, okay. So, what do people rely on? It's as if you were masna, that the Kedusha, the Rabbim, is not chal on it. So by the way, just to clarify, there's no din that you can't sell Dvar Misha B'Kedusha and use the money for whatever you want. It's that when something is owned by its Tzibur, its Kedushas HaTzibur is chal on it. So then how do you get it off? You can't get it off. So I could, one way to get it off is if Shiva Tuvei Ya'ir, B'maymer Anshei Ya'ir. So now the Tzibur has gathered together and has agreed to relinquish their Kedusha. So I think it's important understanding to have that the din that you can downgrade Kedusha, it's not that this item is holy and I can't go down in the holiness of this item. It's not true. If I'm the only owner, I could. It's this item belongs to the public. So I, just because I want to sell it, but there's a communal ownership here. That communal ownership blocks the sales effectiveness. And even if I sell it, the Kedusha then goes on the money. And now I have to somehow get representative permission from the tzibur to allow the sale. That's the Shiva Tovayir, B'maimed Anshei Ha'ir. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it here today. Have a good day, everyone. Baruch Hatzlach, Hashkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.